ago. You had a big roster move in the offseason. tell us about your big offseason, Coach, and the addition.
Oh, yeah. I got married to a real live girl. She's actually here tonight.
She is real. She is real.
Yeah, she is real. It's funny, like, everyone was asking, it's like, are you nervous? I'm like, no, I am clearly the liability in this relationship. She is pretty. She's smart. She's doing great. She's the total package. And then there's this, like, me. So I was perfectly fine with that. I was waiting for her to be like, nah, I think I can do better.
Congratulations. How long has it been?
Oh, month and a half now.
Okay, great. Wow.
So if you guys need any advice, I could probably give that to you.
Well, at some point, I'll certainly be needing that. So, I mean, you guys had some field renovations going on over there at Elyria Catholic. Tell me about that. I'm sure it's something you guys are very much looking forward to in this upcoming season.
Yes, sir. There's a absolutely gorgeous turf. We were just so fortunate. Dane Reeser came through and it was something we needed a long time. You know, the grass kind of is really beat up, and it was one of those things, like, you know certain places you don't want to practice on, and you roll an ankle just in warm-ups. But the field turf is absolutely gorgeous. It changes the way you practice. And it's small things. Like, I go back and forth. I don't even know. I'm the one lining the field. So it's my best guess on whether or not I'm actually lining it properly, or, you know, is this the inside of the hash or the outside of the hash? So we've probably been operating on just faulty premises because I have the field lined just improperly. So we're going this with a false sense of security and things we actually can't do because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, come October of every year, I'm sure that grass, I mean, just slipping and sliding every which direction at a certain point.
So. I'll never forget, like, walking out for the Anna game, and for the first playoff game in almost a decade, and I take a step in there. I was like, this is not okay. This is not going to be okay. And we went into that 10 offensive lineman formation because we just could not grab the ball. We couldn't do anything.
Brian Fox is with us. He's the head football coach of Elyria Catholic. Last year, the Panthers went 3-3 on the season. And again, this year in 2021, Coach, I know as you look at some of those key returners on the offensive and defensive line, you know, Hayden Gerhardt, he's a special player.
Yeah, he is. He's the type of kid that ruins practice. We don't have anybody who can block him. So, you know, we get into our competition periods, we break up our team into two teams so we can do, you know, like actual full go things. And he's a scholarship offer to play three technique. But every time I tell him, like, look, you're going to be on offense every single time. There's zero chance we can put you out there. It wouldn't even be fun. So he's something else. And we got a few kids coming up the pipe. You know, we got another kid we're just struggling to go against constantly is Merrill. Travis Merrill is playing incredibly well at nose. We actually only return one starter on the offensive line.
Wow.
But when you look at who we have out there, you feel really comfortable with it. You know, I think we have a very deep group. We have a lot of kids that played a little bit. But it's one of those very weird things where you graduate a lot of very good offensive linemen, but I still feel like we may end up being better by the end of it.
Your quarterback situation, Coach, how did that sort of shake out over the summer?
It's very interesting. You know, you got two very different quarterbacks. You have Brady Cook, who is he's a gunslinger. He's very athletic. He's a little shorter, very skinny, but you couldn't convince him. He is a little undersized. I still remember we went and played Rocky River, and I told him, just slide, get out of bounds. They're starting defense is still in. Just I don't want you to get tackled. You're a freshman. We had 135 pounds. First play, he goes out there. He lowers his shoulder. He gets brought down by three people. His helmet is ripped off. His face is bloody. I'm like, Brady, I just told you not to get tackled. But he put in a lot of work to learn the offense. We're trying to, you know, we changed up his throwing motion a little bit. And then you have Thomas Nieders, who is 6'2". He started at safety for us last year, so he's a pretty good athlete. Very strong arm. You know, they both bring something very, very impressive to the table, and it's one of those things where, you know, obviously it's going to take time for them to get used to it and time to get accustomed to it, but, you know, I think we'd be stupid not to play both of them.
Coach, you open the year with your crosstown rival. We'll have it on WEOL a week from tomorrow. Going over to Elyria. Last year, you opened the season over at Elyria, taking on the Pioneers. Now, last year, it was a last-second change in the schedule, but now that the kids have known all year, Tell me about the excitement to get the thing teed off next Friday night, Crosstown.
Oh, and there's so much excitement. And it's one of those games, like, every year from when I started here, they've been kind of begging, like, just whatever we got to do to get Elyria on the schedule. And, you know, we came out last year, and they just dominated us. There's no way around it. We weren't ready physically. We weren't ready mentally. We came out, and, you know, it was a rainy game, and I don't know if that was in their head or just they had that big old powerful running back, a very good offensive line. But they came out, and they beat the daylights out of us. Obviously that's been in the kids' minds, but, you know, it's also one of those things where, you know, if you really need something like a game like this to get excited for football, you know, we're probably going to have a bad season regardless. So, you know, obviously the kids have been very focused, but you can't underplay how excited they are.
Brian, I know last year at times the defensively it was a challenge. There were some struggles defensively. As I look at the information you sent me to write the article for the Forecast magazine, the thing that stands out is 10 returning starters on defense. I'm anticipating that you're expecting a much improved defense.
Yeah, and that's like a lot of our problems is we had a lot of sophomores who were coming out, and we really didn't have a lot of sophomores that played middle school football even. And these kids were just young, they were small, they were inexperienced. We had two very small classes ahead of them. I think we had 9 seniors last year, and we have 8 this year. But it was just one of those things where we weren't really ready. The guy we thought is our steady linebacker was 165 pounds last year. But, you know, it's these kids have just blown up, and I just keep thinking, you know, these linebackers who we thought that we're trying to stop a wing T versus a very good Valley Forge team. And I'm just looking out there, I'm like, these are all children. They're 165 pounds. Like, I can't – they're not ready for this. But then all of a sudden the kids are blowing up, and, you know, we have linebacker after linebacker that are getting bigger, stronger, faster. They have experience. And you know, we a lot of times didn't feel great about, you know, our situation defensively, personnel-wise, and this year it's a complete 180. I think we're deep, I think we're talented, and I think as long as the head coach can get out of the way, I think we're going to be pretty good.
So it sounds like you are ready to go out and maybe punch some faces right from the get-go this year, as opposed to maybe last year where you said just a couple minutes ago, physically maybe you weren't quite there yet.
I'm telling you right now, we have had some two practices where we were going, you know, it's contact practices, full pads, full everything, where we hit them for legitimately 2.5 hours. And we came out and hit so much. Like, people were banged up. They weren't ready for it. It was just, I wouldn't say they weren't ready for it, but we as coaches were not ready for it. I mean, the kids got after it so violently, we had to talk to them, like, look, this is how you properly practice. You know, you can't just fly through a gap and lower your head into somebody. You know, it's just it's hitting like I've never seen a team do in practice. And, you know, it's exciting that you have a situation where these kids are going so at such an incredible intensity that you have to rein them back so we can stay healthy.
Great Lakes Conference. You got some additions, some changes. You know, bringing in North Olmsted and Westlake and teams like that, and then you're going to keep Week 10 open and see where you line up in the league to who you're going to play in Week 10. Just talk about the conference overall, and I assume a good conference probably got better with some of those teams coming over.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's difficult. You know, they're in that conference with Avon Lake. I don't need to tell you how good they are. And Olmsted Falls, where their coach out there, I think DeLuca, he's doing a spectacular job where they've gotten their programs to such an incredible level, it's really hard to compete. And I think North Olmsted is going to really surprise a lot of people. You know, I think they've always had some talent. I went to college with a bunch of kids that played there, and I know they can definitely play good football. But it's exciting for places like, you know, Westlake and Lakewood that we can get more of these teams in here to where – you know, there's a lot of talent coming in. There's a lot of, you know, good football players, good coaches. And you know, we still have a whole lot of good football being played in there. I know you still got Holy Name, who's just – every year I think Holy Name's going to be down. Like, they're graduating everybody. They have to get worse. but it just seems like they're always seem to be better and better. And, you know, Rocky River, they got the two BB kids that are just absolutely spectacular. And Bay is always good. They're an extremely well-coached team. And I feel like you just you go down the line, you name team after team. And, you know, I was going through, like, they originally had one outline of what the conference would look like where – Buckeye was on our side and Fairview was on the other, and I was just like, no, we cannot do this. You know, this is a stacked side of the conference. You know, there's too much talent. You know, but it's one of those things where it's exciting. I wish we would expand and do more crossover games, because yeah, I think that would make it more special. But, you know, if I've been in such a setup like this, my last year at Illinois College, we actually had the same conference setup, the same thing where you play a new team week 10, and it's exciting. You know, it's more teams playing games against someone we know to be at that talent level. So there's less throwaway games. There's more challenge. There's more fun to be had by the kids. And what's more excited than having hope at the end of the year? You know, last thing you want to do is go in and, like, well, this team has to lose and we have to win and some other crazy things have to happen. So, like, it just, when it comes down to one game, the pressure's on. You got to love that.
Yeah. Last thing I'm going to ask you, I know you lost a great receiver in France going to Ball State University, but you've got a lot of good ones coming back.
Yeah, and France was someone who, you know, was going to change the game in three plays every single game, where he just had the chance. You throw the ball in the general vicinity somewhere in Lorain County and he's going to come down with it. But we have a lot of really good players. You know, I was looking at our you know, three deep. The problem is I don't feel like we don't have enough reps to go around. You know, we have obviously Keneally coming back, who is 6'7". He has an offer to go to Youngstown State and play. You have Alex Carandang, who just does everything well. He's been a letterman. He scored a touchdown in the first half of a game his freshman year, and that was unheard of, but he's just so athletic. You have Jack Budinger, who really didn't play much wide receiver for us last year, but he's 6'2", 185 pounds, and is going to be a state sprinter in the 100 and 200. So, you know, he's obviously a very special talent there. But you go down the list, and now you have a kid named Colin Ginley, who I still remember. He had never played football in middle school, and I was just sitting there watching him. They were playing a middle school basketball game at our place, and he scores the first 27 points of the game. So I knew once he got to school here, I was going to convince him to play football. And with all this talent, he may end up being the best receiver that we have. And then you go down, you got two more juniors, and Sam Kress and Colin Dowd, who are so talented. You have, you know, two very good sophomores in Mason Halliburton and Teddy Budinger. And then we have about four guys who are going to play tight end kind of for us. One of them was Zach Pearl, who was a starting linebacker for us. You know, he never even thought he'd play offense. And all of a sudden, he's playing an extremely high level. And, you know, you go down the list, Tony Grasso is playing just incredibly. Ryan Tanner was a returning starter at tight end. I feel like there's just so many names. I'm going to miss some. You know, they're very deep. But, you know, the challenge is are you as a receiver going to impact the game when you don't have the ball in your hands? And I think we have a very physical group that wants to go out and make sure they're impacting the game no matter what the play is called.
Well, Brian, best of luck this year. We're up against it, top of the hour news coming up, but wish you the best of luck. Gotcha next Friday night. The Pioneers will host the EC Panthers. And then later on in the year, I know we've got you at Westlake on October 1st. I'm sure there'll be other times that we have the Panthers on as well, but continued success in 2021, and congratulations on becoming a husband in the offseason.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Coach.